All right, this is Ed. I'm sitting in for Tyler and City Talks, and we have the real good fortune today to have Sheree Dupuis. And Sheree Dupuis is the assistant city manager. She's also the director of public works. And I see that she has chosen some fantastic music that we're going to talk about here in just a little bit. Sheree, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Do me a favor. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. I started here at the city of Laguna Beach about 3 years ago. And before coming to the beautiful city of Laguna Beach, I worked for city of Irvine for 7 years in the public works department. And prior to that, I worked for Orange County Transportation Authority for 10 years, for the county of Orange for 5, city of Anaheim. So 30 years of public, you know, municipal government and working in the public works arena for the last 30 years.
Now, what's the big difference between the county and the city? Is there an efficiency difference or is there just...
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference. You know, the county oversees a lot of the regional efforts, but not as much hands-on in impacting individual cities. So a big difference in working the two agencies.
Right. Now, you're also the assistant city manager.
I am.
What additional responsibilities do you have?
So I work directly for the city manager. If he's out of town or, you know, he's in a meeting or something, I'm acting city manager at times, taking his responsibilities. And also I work on a special city council priorities and projects. For example, last year I played a key role in bringing the utility undergrounding sales tax measure known as Measure P. Right. And I actually wrote many of the language for the November ballot.
Were you surprised? Last year. Were you surprised by the controversy behind it?
I was. Yeah. I really was. It became a lot more controversial than we thought it would be.
It seemed like a no-brainer.
To me, it was.
To a lot of us, it really did. It seemed like a no-brainer. Now, how's the Public Works Department preparing for the summer season?
Oh, boy, we are so busy. There's so much to do. You know, we do everything from getting all of our parks ready for the visitors. We paint all of our benches. We replace all of our barbecues at Heisler Park. We replace all of our trash can. We add additional trash services. We clean all the sidewalk. We also hire a contractor during the summer months that allows us to increase our trash collection, restroom cleaning, especially along Main Beach and at Heisler. We have basically a contractor that goes back and forth between all the restrooms and beaches and collects trash, cleans the restroom to make sure that our city, you know, looks really always great and clean. My department also oversees all of the trolley services.
Right.
So we ramp up heavily for summer, starting, you know, on June 28 when the festivals begin this year. We're going to be running the trolley service every day of the week.
Fantastic.
It's awesome.
Fantastic.
So from 9:30 in the morning till 11:30 at night, you can take the trolley all along the coast. You can take it up and down Laguna Canyon Road to the festivals, and you can also take it to 5 of our neighborhoods and serving the residents.
If our listeners have never ridden the trolley, you're missing out. Number one, it's a great ride, number one, and it's just, it's so convenient. It is so good. You're not looking for parking. It's just fantastic. And on behalf, great. By the way, on behalf of all the basketball players in town, thank you for painting the basketball courts and redoing
yes.
and
doesn't that look good?
Oh, they look fantastic. And it feels good, too. The ball dribbles nice.
Yes.
All of that good stuff behind it there. So in the summertime, now you were telling me about the contractors that you hired.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a new thing or have we been doing this for a few years?
You know, we started it 2 years ago. So a couple years ago, we had another measure on the November election was called Measure LL, which is increased the hotel room tax by 2%. And a portion of that has been set aside to increase our services. And about $400,000 a year of that sales tax, I'm sorry, of the room tax, is going to Public Works Department to increase the frequency of trash collection, restroom cleaning, sidewalk cleaning. So it's been going on since for 2 years now, since that measure passed.
And are you finding that we really only need them in the summer, or could we use them for a couple of extra months before and after?
Probably we could use them for, you know, any beautiful day in Laguna. It's just a summer day, right?
That's right.
The visitors love to come and see our beautiful beaches as soon as the weather is nice. So we definitely could use more, you know, outside of the shoulders as well. And people coming here you know, in mid-June, and they stay until October. So the summer is expanding.
Right. Now, I want to talk to you about music for a second, Sheree.
Yes.
You've selected some fine music here. The first song is Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
Yeah.
Give me the significance to you for that song.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, so I was originally born and raised in Iran, and I moved to USA on July 4th, 1984. And I used to ride my little car to high school during the summer because I had to take summer courses as soon as I got here. And I used to listen to that song all the way to high school. So that's why I picked that song.
That's a fine song. Let's hear it now. This is Don Henley. This is Sheree's choice, by the way. And a fine choice, Don Henley and the Boys of Summer.
Beach.
You really choose good music.
Thank you.
Fine, fine choice. So July 4th, to arrive here on July 4th, how special is that feeling? That must have been great.
You know what? It was awesome because my flight landed at 9 p.m. and the pilot was talking. Everybody was looking out the window and watching the fireworks. And I was thinking, wow, everyone's celebrating my arrival. But, you know, later I learned it was 4th of July. But it's always special and I always remember it.
Now, I kind of already know the answer you're going to give me to this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. What's the most fun part of your job?
Boy, the most fun part of my job. I think overseeing the trolley service probably is the most fun because, you know, last year we carried over 1 million boardings on our trolley service. Yes. You think of our little town, you know, and we have 30 trolleys running around and people are just using them every day. It's really fun to see how people are enjoying that and how wonderful that service is really provided to the residents.
It really is a great service to the city.
Thank you.
It really is. It keeps the clog down, as we say at home. Now, the new smart parking app, I'm seeing your public works people putting in the new smart stuff on the meters.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So imagine if you're sitting at home and, you know, your significant other says, hey, let's go downtown and get a gelato. And you're like, well, I'm not going to downtown. You know, there's no parking. Well, you know what? There's an app for it now. Starting in June 29th, you'll be able to, on your phone, download an app. It's the city's parking app. And you'll be able to find exactly what parking space is available for you to drive to. The app actually gives you direction to that parking spot, so you don't have to drive around looking for parking. You're going to know, hey, there is some parking spaces available on the parking structure in the Glen Eyrie, or you can say, hey, there is a parking spot available, you know, on Forest Avenue, and you'll be able to drive right to it and park there. More importantly, you can also pay using your app. You don't have to put your credit card or money in the meter. You can just use the app and put your parking spot number in there and pay for it. Go get your gelato. You can sit there, enjoy the gelato. And if, you know, you only put an hour in the parking meter, you want to stay longer, you can add to it using the app. And, you know, you don't have to walk back to the meter to put more money in it. And the data that is collected from there also is going to really help us to manage our parking bank and know exactly how much parking we have available and what we need to do in better managing our parking supply.
So I have a question technically for you. Let's say I pull into a spot and I've now on my app, I've paid for an hour of parking, but I only stay a half hour. And when I leave, Does that parking spot still, does it say I left or will it show that I'm still there?
No, it says you left because what we are doing, if you've, for the last couple of days, we've actually been installing the little sensors on every parking spot. Okay. So they look like a little circle and they're inserted into the pavement. And as you drive over it, it would register as you drive over it that you're pulling into that parking spot. And when you leave, it registers that you left it and it would zero out the parking meter.
Okay. Another technical question, if I may, because this gets me up now. This is what wakes me up in the morning. Let's say more than one people are on that app. Are we, we're really essentially racing to the parking spot.
You are.
But we have the advantage over everyone that doesn't have the app.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, it's going to be on every single parking metered spot?
Yeah, so by this summer, we're going to put it on all the parking spots in downtown because we just awarded a contract over 2 weeks ago. So we are rushing really hard to implement it this summer. So we're starting phase one. It's going to be all the parking lots in downtown and all the parking spaces on the downtown streets.
Right.
And then the second phase, by December, we're going to expand it all the parking spot along Coast Highway and every single parking space in town that has a meter.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I imagine it's only logical, and I'm assuming that in order to pay for it, we're going to raise parking rates a little bit.
Right. So last year we raised the parking rates to $4.50 an hour during the summer. And this year we're keeping it the same. It's at $4.50. And it's usually $1.50 an hour during non-summer months. We kind of ratchet up during the summer to collect more revenue so we can implement projects like this. The cost of this parking guidance system is $1.2 million. So it's a big, significant investment in our parking supply.
That was my next question, was how much is the whole thing going to cost us?
It's pretty pricey, but it's really going to be a huge benefit to our visitors and residents.
Right. When you think about it, with all the parking spots that are being affected, with all the metered parking spots being affected, $1.2 million is really not a lot. That's a great investment, actually. So your second song, and I want to go back to music for a second.
Yes.
We'll come back to this in a second. But your second song, you chose a Seals and Crofts song, Summer Breeze. I'm getting the feel from you. There's a lot of summer in your life. You're digging the whole summer thing.
Well, the Summer Breeze actually is the name of a service that we provide. About 2 years ago, we started the service where people can even park outside of our city and take a free shuttle to town. We rented a parking lot at the intersection of Laguna Canyon Road and the 405 and the 5 freeway.
Right.
The Irvine Company owns land over there. So we rented that lot and we started running shuttles from there to downtown. You can park there for free, ride the shuttle for free, and we called it the Summer Breeze. And hence the song.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's hear it now. This is from Seals and Crofts. It's Summer Breeze. And another fine selection. Another fine selection.
Thank
we
you.
We find that not only is she a great assistant city manager and director of public works, but Show Ray could actually be a disc jockey.
I shouldn't quit my day job.
So you live right here in Laguna Beach, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I live in South Laguna.
Okay. And, South Laguna, a different parking issue there,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So do we have any plan? And I also live in South Laguna. Any plans for South Laguna?
You know, some of the things we are doing in South Laguna, we're really trying to work with our visitors to keep our town clean. So we started a whole campaign called Keeping It Clean Laguna, and we started posting signs on our trash cans, adding additional trash cans, especially in South Laguna, right, because people are going to beach, they have their cooler, they have their food, and they come up Coast Highway, and if we don't have enough trash cans, they leave their trash behind. Right. So we started a whole campaign last summer, and we're going to continue this year, and trying to keep our beaches and our streets clean in South Laguna, telling people to take their trash with them. But the parking issue in South Laguna, you know, there is really no easy solution. It's just those beaches are popular, right, and people who live in South Laguna suffer the overcrowding of those beaches and people driving around looking for free parking.
Right. Now, are we, and I don't know that this would be your issue, but do we have enough parking control there? Is there, do we have the as I hate to call them meter maids, but the parking attendants, do we have them rolling through?
We do. We okay. do have them. And also a couple years ago, through the same Measure LL we were talking about, we were able to fund two additional police officers. They are beach patrol officers, right, and they're assigned to South Laguna. So I know they've done a great job in decreasing the number of crimes and, you know, petty thefts and some of the illegal activities that were happening on the beaches in South Laguna. They've played a key role in reducing those numbers.
I've actually noticed. That's something,
awesome.
That's something that if you've lived here, if you've lived here 20 something years and the same, you've noticed that.
Awesome.
So thank
glad
you.
Glad to hear. Glad to hear. I'll pass that around to our police chief.
I went to the State of the City where I saw the police chief. I went to the State of the City address last week, and I was amazed at how quickly the Village Entrance project is coming along. I was really, really gratified to see those pictures that you showed us. Tell us a little bit about that.
Awesome. Yes, we started the construction of the Village Entrance last fall. So we are doing it in two phases to make sure during the summer months we have the parking spaces available. So we've done a brief progress pretty fast. And by June 22nd, we'll be able to finish what we call phase one, which would basically opens up all the public parking spaces in the two lots that are right there on Broadway. We call them Lot 11 and Lot 10. Lot 10 is the one that is close to Art Affair, yes, and used to be used for Christmas trees. So both of those lots come June 22nd are going to be open to the public. Last week, we opened Lot 11, which is the one on Broadway and Forest, and all of the improvements on that one is done, and it looks beautiful. If you haven't seen a walkthrough there, it's beautiful. Done a lot of landscaping, a lot of new trees, and then we are finishing Lot 10, as I was mentioning, on June 22nd. So then we're going to pause for the summer. There'll be no construction activities. And then after the day after Labor Day, we're going to come back and redo all of the parking lots that are used by our city employees and also Lot 12 that we call Lumberyard Lot, which is right there next to City Hall. And we're going to do those two lots by next summer, and then we'll be done by summer 2020.
Well, it's coming along really well, really
thank
quickly.
You.
And now, thank you, actually. So, no, thank you for that. So, the walkway, I can't wait till the walkway is complete.
Yes, that's going to be beautiful. Walkway all the way going from Artifer to downtown. You'll be able to walk through this beautiful meandering pathway.
That is fantastic. That is absolutely great. So, living here in Laguna Beach, and I'm hoping, I noticed that when you started, you told me that you'd worked at the city of Irvine and the county, and I'm hoping that you choose to retire here working for the city.
I would love to do that. Absolutely. Hope, you know, I'm getting close to retirement age, but I think I have at least another good 7 years in me.
I thought you, it's like you got 20. I think you got 20 till retirement. What are you, crazy?
I would love to retire from Laguna, and I've really, truly enjoyed living here and working here and giving back to the community.
Now, the people you work with at the city, everyone that's closest to you, the people that work for you, the people that work with you together, is this about as good a situation as you get? Because it's such a, the living here, I feel like I live in a little village. I feel like I live, is it the same thing?
It is. I have a great team of people. You know, I have 57 employees that work in the public works department, 5 great managers, and really wonderful team of staff to work with. They're very dedicated. They really believe in serving this community, and I really enjoy working with them.
What are, if you were to surprise our listeners with something Public Works does that we didn't know you did, what do you think that would be?
Oh, boy, let's see. Oh, maybe something that people don't know. You know, every year we go through, and one of the things that we do is that all the pavement markings, so if you're driving through town, you see that, you know, on the pavement it says stop, or there's a stop sign. So that's what a group of my staff, this is what they do. They go all around town once a year and they refresh all the pavement markings and they redo all the stop signs. They also paint all the curbs, you know, the red curb, the white curb, the blue curb, you know, all the handicap spot. So it's probably not something people that notice, you know, that often, but it's really important, you know, to the making sure those pavement markings are refreshed every year so the streets are safe.
Okay. Now, I'm not sure if I'm even asking the right question here, but the crosswalks and the signals over the crosswalks, is that you?
All the crosswalks along Coast Highway and the signals are Caltrans.
Okay.
So Caltrans owns all of those, but all the crosswalks like on Glen Eyrie, for example, are city's public works.
Okay.
But Coast Highway and Laguna Canyon Road are owned, operated, and maintained by Caltrans.
Okay. Okay. And by the way, I should mention this, that I see public works employees all the time, walking the dogs or whatever. When I'm walking them, I see them out.
Yeah.
You have a fine staff.
Thank
you really do have a fine staff, and we should commend them for the work they do.
I'm very proud of them. Thank you.
Well, yes, we're proud of them too in the city. So the last song you chose, one of my favorites, one of my personal, it's as if we had honed this together, really. So you curated this list to include Bryan Adams' Summer of 69. What a great song that is.
Right.
Tell me about why you love it so much.
You know what? It was another one of those songs when I moved here. It was, you know, my birthday was close to 69. So, you know, reminded me of being a little girl and enjoying the summers with my family, and that's why I love that song.
Okay, well, let's hear it now. This is Bryan Adams in Summer of 69. Great song, Summer of 69. This is Sheree Dupuis with us. She's the Assistant City Manager, Director of Public Works. First of all, thank you for informing us like this today. And is there anything else that we need to know that you'd love to tell our listeners?
No, thank you for having me. I hope, I wish all of your listeners a fun and safe summer.
Sheree Dupuis, Assistant City Manager, Director of Public Works, and obviously great DJ with their fine selections of music. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.